the shock announcement yesterday that the PGA Tour, the dominant force in men's professional golf for generations, and LIV Golf, the mega-rich Saudi-backed newcomer, have agreed to merge. After a year of public clashes, rival circuits have agreed to merge. Our sworn enemies united again. The move was confirmed after a month of behind-the-scenes secret negotiations. What does it mean for golf and for the involvement of Saudi Arabia and its sovereign investment fund in this new company? I'm joined by Tariq Panja, global sports correspondent with the New York Times. Tariq, you're welcome to the programme. There are lots of questions, but let's start here. After an acrimonious year for golf, did you see this deal coming?
Good morning. No, you know, acrimonious is the word, and what happened yesterday, another word would be seismic. This is huge. Until this announcement, we were in court. There was antitrust cases in the US. There was a risk of Yasser Al-Rumayyan, Mohammed bin Salman's, the man he's appointed to head this massive public investment fund. There was a risk of him being deposed, texts and emails from Saudi Arabia and its golf projects being made public and whatever else. There was huge infighting amongst golf's biggest stars, you know, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy on one side, siding with the PGA, and the likes of Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson on the other. No, we didn't see any of this coming.
Are we still, though, very light on the detail of what this deal entails?
Yeah, we are very much indeed. They've said they've set up a company, and it's so... It seems so hurried. This company hasn't even got a name at the moment, let alone what tournaments we're going to see moving forward, how LIV will fit within the schedule, who plays in which tournaments, and who will be expected to participate in what. The other interesting question here for me is the Saudis, in luring the likes of Mickelson and Koepka and the others to their side, paid huge amounts of money, something they've got a lot of, to get them over there. So you've got the idea of Phil Mickelson getting $200 million as a signing on bonus. What about those who turned this and more down? There was reports that Tiger Woods was offered circa $800 million, Rory McIlroy $400 million. What would they be feeling like today? We haven't heard from those two stars. And the people in charge of this deal, particularly Jay Monahan, the commissioner, who of the PGA, whose reputation, you know, to me appears in tatters today, said he hadn't even told them of this deal. So we're still waiting to hear what they think about all of this.
Yeah, and Tariq, as you bring up McIlroy and Tiger Woods and how they'll be feeling today, what's their future now on this, whatever it's going to be, new tour?
It's hard to say. It's very hard to see how you walk back a lot of this stuff. But as Jay Moynihan, the commissioner, who, you know, he kind of almost enrolled the families of the 9/11 victims, for example, in his fight against LIV Golf, suddenly he's seen shaking hands and being a business partner of the Saudis. He's been able to get over whatever problems he had quite easily. I'm not so sure it will be that easy for Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. There'll be some, you know, one, we don't know what they think. And two, the public relations exercise to bed all of these people together, given the acrimony, given the bad blood, given the commentary around all of this. And it's not only about golf and its place as this kind of historical sport versus an upstart. It's also about being sold to a Middle East nation, essentially. Saudi Arabia, if you want to have look at this from you know, a helicopter view, you could argue, has taken control of an entire sport using a bag full of cash.
On that note, Tariq Panja, global sports correspondent with the New York Times.